Really lovely stuff from Body of Work. Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuihi tēnei. You're 95BFM Breakfast. We're with you until 10 o'clock this morning. And we've got a special guest in the studio. Morena, Kirsten Morrell.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh,
are you a Rosanna or a Rosetta?
Rosetta.
You're a Rosetta.
Yeah.
Like the artist.
Yes. Yeah, indeed.
And the stone.
And the stone. My last name's Stone, so like the Rosetta Stone.
She is Rosetta Stone.
Anyway, we're here to talk about you, and you've got a new song that's come out, Hoping and Wishing.
Yes.
You've also got a gig happening tomorrow, so there's a lot to talk about. But maybe let's start with this new single. Tell us a little bit about how this one came to be.
Oh, gosh. Hoping and a Wishing, or Robin's Song, I call it Robin's Song, is a moment in London when I'd been given permission to start writing again by a friend and really the song kind of spilled out of my brain around that time. Not great environment to be in with coming through the pandemic and the Ukraine war starting, and that's really where this my feelings anyway sat. And I guess now that the song has been laid down and recorded, it sits in that kind of wall of war.
A lot of it was sort of tied up in the time that you were deciding to leave London, eh?
Yeah. So it's an anti-hate song. It's an anti-war song, but it doesn't. It's not a protest song, because I've never really, apart from singing covers, Leonard Cohen and people, Joan Baez, jumping up at events and, you know, singing a protest song. I'm not a protest artist. You know, I'm not an artist in that way, shape or form.
But I guess in lots of ways, like, art is always going to have an element that's political to it. You know, you don't have to be a protest artist to write an anti-hate song, which is the beautiful thing about this single.
Thanks.
It's part of a bigger project that's on its way, is that right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, what can you tell us about that?
I can't.
Oh, it's a secret. It's a
secret. You heard it here first on 95BFM Breakfast.
You didn't hear much, but you heard it's a secret.
You heard a secret. A secret project is in the works. And how are you finding that process as an artist today?
Which process?
The work on your project.
There's BFM, everyone, listeners. There's always the story you have, the conversation you have with DJs before you get into the cubicle, and then the conversation that you have in the cubicle. Well, you know, it's no secret that New Zealand local, New Zealand music needs a hand up at the moment. Mm-hmm. We're being bombarded by international acts that we can't compete with. So our gig tomorrow, because I've wrangled a band together, we've been rehearsing up, is $45, and you know, this is enough for me to pay my musicians first and the venue and all of these things. Yes, big there are venues like Big Fan that provide amazing help for local musicians, but you know, like I just heard a young musician the other day, young Māori musician, I can't remember her name, sorry, got slapped down on radio, and I saw afterwards in social media, or maybe it was afterwards in social media, she got slapped down for speaking out about how hard it is for musicians right now, and it is hard for musicians. And so I just wanted to say I'm genuinely interested to hear what young people in New Zealand have to say right now, because coming back from a multicultural fascinating city where I'm comfortable in my skin, and there's all sorts of things there's all sorts of cultural aspects that are being celebrated, and leaving in New Zealand and Auckland, Tamaki Makaurau, like that, I'm now back in Auckland feeling culture shock because things are reversing. So I know the secret sauce. Mm. I know how we can fix that.
Yeah,
for sure. And it feels like writing a song like this must feel quite healing in lots of ways with everything that's going on in the world, to choose to have sort of an anti-hate, sort of optimistic approach to things.
Yeah, well, I wanted to create, when I got into the album writing, into the record, I always like to stretch the sound out from that end to that end and really make something that encompasses all the feelings, all the emotions mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. people. It's like, that's how I think. Mm-hmm. I can't kind of go niche narrow. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, mm-hmm. it's exciting. And, yeah, it's exciting to work on something new for sure.
Mm, cool.
Wonderful.
This gig tomorrow night, let's talk about it. You've got a band. That's exciting. Mm. And have you got a support act as well?
Yeah, I have. Solo is going to jump up and play some cool. Songs. I'm really looking for an accordion player, French accordion player
cool.
one day for some other gigs we've got coming up. I threw together a band. Dom Blazar jumped on board along with Stevie Shaw. They've been playing in bands for years. They played in the Chills for a while together. Mm-hmm. And then Grant Kirkpatrick and Ryan Carroll. Really good, really professional musicians. So I'm really lucky.
Cool. And will you play some unreleased stuff from the Secret Project?
We're going to play a good set of Morellium songs. And then we're going to do the crunchy, summery Golden Horse hits as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because everyone loves those.
Everyone loves
they?
The Golden Horse hits.
Yeah.
That's cool that you've decided to incorporate a little bit of that as well as the solo stuff, because I know it's been quite a journey for you finding your solo voice amidst the sort of iconic identity of Golden Horse. So tell us a little bit about that process of like coming to terms with that and choosing to incorporate some of those old songs in the set.
Well, part of that it's just sort of friends who sort of mentors, people who offer kindness at various times have helped me with my resolve, I guess. Yeah. No, I mean, it's great. Golden Horse being slightly cult-esque. I created that. So, you know, I'm part of the team that created that. So that's no problem. Yeah, it was just a little Morellium, and the new music's always just a little step aside from that. Anyway, sort of, and then you sort of dip your toe in there, and you see if you like the temperature, and then you sort of go for it.
Wonderful. So this is happening tomorrow night, the 26th, at Big Fan. People can get tickets from Under the Radar, is that right?
Yep, Under the Radar tickets. Doors open 7:30, and then we're just gonna rock and roll for the rest of the night.
Brilliant.
Oh,
how
it sounds
good.
Like it's going to be like a delicious spread of music, you know, like there's a little bit of this and there's a little bit of that.
Yeah, really
oh, what
good.
A great night.
I think we should listen to this new single, eh?
Sure.
This is Hoping and Wishing from Kirsten Morrell. Thank you so much for coming in for a corridor, Kirsten.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you so much. Thanks.
And good luck for the gig tomorrow. Everyone head to Under the Radar and get your tickets.
Stage of call the casting, keep a fire burn another wishing, and even though it's warm you'll still be asking, man the curtain's up, stay dry, the time is near, you have found your light, now call the cavalier, catch this falling star. Someone on that stage will call the casting. We're worn out from hoping and a wishing. Hot and cold, no, nothing left in common. Man, the curtain's lit.